Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Wednesday afternoon, just about halfway through the week. Go ahead. You can put a big smile on your face for that one. Thanks a lot for having us on today. We do appreciate the ride home. Beautiful day in store for us. If you were listening early in the day and throughout the programming on News Radio 92.3, you were mentioning, and you might have heard that Alan Strom mentioned, we could see some rain by next week. And so we'll talk about that. Austin's all over that. He'll have a 5-day and extended forecast for you coming up in just a few minutes. Otherwise, today, sunny and mild. It was great. Green flags flying on Pensacola Beach. Rip currents are low. And let's go ahead and do this, Austin. Jump in and take care of the top three trending stories now.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Pensacola police evacuated downtown Pensacola near Tarragona and Gregory Streets this morning, a little bit after 10 o'clock due to a leak in an underground gas line. PPD spokesman Mike Wood said the evacuations covered one block in all directions from the intersection of Tarragona and Gregory Streets. Occupants of Wesley Haven Villa, that's over at 111 East Wright Street, were evacuated. Pensacola Energy, PPD, PFD, and Escambia EMS were all on the scene. Today, 4:35, coming up in just about a half an hour from right now, we will welcome into the studio Pensacola Fire Department Ops Chief Justin Horde. He'll give us an update and tell us exactly what's going on now. I was chatting with him earlier before we came on. Obviously, they're going to still be on scene around 6 o'clock this afternoon down in that area. But we'll have the chief on and talk about exactly what PFD is up to this afternoon. So that'll be pretty interesting. Okay. That's one of the top three stories we're talking about. We got a slew of them this afternoon. Of course, starting in 21 days, this is May 7th, you must have a real ID-compliant state-issued driver's license or state ID card. That is, if you want to take a domestic flight out of PNS. The earliest alternatives, and here they are to use a valid passport or that passport card. If you have one of those, you can use it for identification at TSA checkpoints. Children under 18 do not need identification when traveling within the U.S. And potentially busy wildfire season's underway. Currently, there are 62 wildfires burning in Florida. If you remember, I gave you a number of 58 yesterday, so they increased by 4 overnight. Mm. The National Weather Service has not issued any red flag warnings as of this afternoon. However, very low humidity combined with dry soil and vegetation is creating an elevated fire danger.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Rick Scott is applauding what he calls a major win for Florida farmers. He expressed his support yesterday for the Trump administration's decision to terminate the 2019 tomato suspension agreement. Scott says the agreement failed to protect American producers from unfair foreign trade practices, and it allowed Mexico's tomato exports to flood the domestic market. He adds that the tomatoes were grown with children and forced labor to keep prices artificially cheap and make it impossible for local producers to compete.
Okay, according to a new report from State Economist, enrollment in Florida's public schools expected to decrease in the coming years while voucher programs expand. The report says enrollment is projected to go from 2.8 million in the 25-26 fiscal year to 2.7 million in the 2029-2030 fiscal year.
And today, Governor Ron DeSantis, alongside Florida Highway and Safety Motor Vehicles Executive Director Dave Kerner, advocated for pay raises for Florida state troopers and other law enforcement. DeSantis proposed a 20% raise for entry-level officers and a 25% raise for veteran officers and firefighters, stating that the Florida House is blocking these increases. Earlier this year, he announced these recommendations in his fiscal responsibility budget for the 25-26 year.
Yeah, maybe they have to pay somebody a little extra for driving that hot Corvette the FHB has running around now.
Exactly.
Yeah, an iconic sports car seized by FHP in tandem with the Drug Enforcement Agency is now on the streets of Florida. CJ Papa has more on this.
It may not be a little red Corvette since it sports the black and tan of the Florida Highway Patrol as well as its logo on the doors. The department posting on Facebook the 2023 Corvette C8 Stingray was not purchased with state funds. The sleek-looking vehicle features an 8-speed dual-clutch transmission, a rear-wheel drive system, and can accelerate from 0 to 60 miles an hour in under 3 seconds. FHP says the Stingray will support the Sunshine State's road safety initiatives of keeping roadways and highways safe, and will often be seen at various educational outreach events. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And despite differing tax cut approaches, a Senate leader remains hopeful for an agreement before the legislative session ends on May 2nd. The Senate Finance and Tax Committee voted 3-1 to advance a proposal to reduce state and local tax revenue by $1.83 billion next fiscal year. Chairman Senator Brian Avila emphasized the importance of ongoing negotiations with the House.
414 News Radio 92.3 Florida could see its first sanctioned black bear hunt in nearly a decade. FWC is considering new proposals to manage the bear population. Officials are drafting plans for a potential bear hunt. They're planning for a December event date. The agency is now collecting online public comments available for public review by May 7th. The next FWC meeting will be held May 21st and 22nd in Ocala, Florida.
And Attorney General James Uthmeyer has issued a subpoena to gaming platform Roblox, seeking information on the company's marketing practices towards children, age verification methods, and chat room moderation policies. This comes amid increasing concerns about young users' exposure to harmful content and potential interactions with predators on the platform.
A convicted serial killer is set to be put to death next month here in Florida. Ted Lindner has more.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a death warrant for Glenn Edward Rogers, a convicted serial killer linked to murders in both Florida and California. Rogers, who's now 62, is scheduled to be executed by lethal injection on May 15th at Florida State Prison. He was sentenced to death for the 1995 murder of Tina Marie Cribbs near Tampa and also convicted in California for killing Sandra Gallagher the same year. Rogers suspected in several other killings nationwide. His execution would be Florida's fifth this year. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, got some very heavy backups on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and also traveling eastbound in that same area, passing over North Davis Highway. Got some very heavy congestion going both ways there. Also have some on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and a little bit on Highway 29. That's Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. As for the weather, sitting at around 75 degrees, going to be a low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, mostly clear, high of 76, low of 65.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Stocks ending down after the Fed chair said the president's tariffs could push inflation higher than originally thought. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks finishing sharply lower amid rising trade tensions and hawkish comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Tech was the worst performing sector today, weighing on the tech-heavy NASDAQ. Shares of chip-making giant NVIDIA fell 7% after warning of steep charges from U.S. curbs on its chip imports to China. NVIDIA expects to take a $5.5 billion hit because of the new restrictions, while fellow chipmaker Advanced Micro Devices said it expects to take an $800 million hit. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Travelers, and Chevron. The Dow decliners, NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Amgen. The Dow falling 700 points, the NASDAQ lower by 516, S&P 500 down 121. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And California suing President Trump over his sweeping global tariffs. Governor Gavin Newsom says the tariffs are wreaking chaos on California families, businesses, and the economy. The lawsuit argues the president does not have the authority to impose tariffs without approval from Congress. California is the world's fifth largest economy and could lose billions to tariffs imposed by the White House.
All right. Commerce Department says retail sales increased 1.4% in the month of March, exceeding expectations, by the way, as American retailers continue to rely heavily on China for their business. Here's Jerry Willis.
20% of Target's cost of goods sold is from China. For Walmart, it's 15%. Both companies say they're trying to reduce reliance on China, but admit it's still a major source of products. Similar story for home improvement store Home Depot. 25% of cost of goods sold at Lowe's, it's 20%. Now listen to this. Even specialty stores buy into this. Best Buy, 55%. Dick's Sporting Goods, 25% of what it spends goes to bring products from China to the U.S. Overall, it's hard for outsiders to track China purchases because of transshipments. Analysts say products could be made in China but sent to other countries for finishing touches.
And former President Obama says Harvard University has set an example for other higher ed institutions. The nation's 44th president took to social media this week to praise Harvard, even as President Trump is threatening to strip the Ivy League school of its tax-exempt status. Trump's threat came a day after Harvard President Alan Garber rejected the administration's demands to overhaul its policies or lose academic grants.
Well, we can actually see Harvard doesn't really need the money, I don't think, if they can survive this $2 billion freeze.
You're correct.
I'm just saying, okay. Here, I want to give you some more numbers. Mortgage rates lower today, just below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, around 6.88%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.29%. Just another perfect indicator if you're thinking about buying or selling that home, get yourself an experienced realtor.
Absolutely. 420 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll be tackling some more national stories for you as we ease you into the Fox News break. Coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love seeing him smile when he high-fives his teammates. I love seeing his eyes light up when his team scores a goal. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that high school sports have never been safer. Why? Because coaches have more information than they've ever had. Training techniques are more sophisticated, and equipment has never been more advanced. Playing high school sports isn't just safe. It's still the best way to give your teenager a healthy head start in life. And that's something I really love.
This message about the value of high school sports is presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
It's tax season. By now, we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's one you need to hear. $16.5 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud last year. Now, here's a good number, $100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed. Save up to 40% in your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about Governor DeSantis' press conference slash political hissy fit that he came to Pensacola to pitch yesterday, and why his read of the local political reaction to him is so off. gave Michelle Salzman a chance to respond to the allegations he made since he excluded her and her supporters from the room yesterday. Also, had an hour to spend with Mayor D.C. Reeves, a radio town hall where you asked your questions and he gave answers about all sorts of topics. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Still got those backups on I-10. This is going to be if you are traveling either east or westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Very heavy backups there. Also have some on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. And we've gotten some if you are traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards 10 Mile Road. So be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, sitting at around 75 degrees, going to be a low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, mostly clear, high of 76, low of 65.
Okay, we're getting some reaction from District 1 Rep. Michelle Salzman after Governor DeSantis' controversial press conference yesterday. She says her House Bill 1321 was not filed under pressure from Republican Party leadership.
Everything in the bill is common sense, and it's certainly conservative. I mean, if I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, I love this, this is exactly where I want to land. Hey, by the way, can we do this too? And I'm feeling that excited about it. And I'm over here carrying Second Amendment bills and
right.
and other super term limits. And I mean, clearly it matches my mindset. If you read what the bill does and you look at what I do in the legislature, it perfectly aligns, which tells you right there that leadership didn't make me carry this bill.
Okay, 427, News Radio 92.3. A federal tax filing system could be axed by the Trump administration. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The IRS Direct File program launched during the Biden administration, but sources tell the Associated Press the Trump administration plans to eliminate the electronic filing system. The program is intended to make it easier to file taxes, but Republican lawmakers argue it's an unnecessary government expense since free tax filing programs already exist. The IRS says it accepted returns from about 141,000 individuals last year using Direct File in the 12 states where it was available. It expanded to additional states this year, but it is not yet clear how many taxpayers used Direct File. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
In Chicago, Mayor Brandon Johnson comparing President Trump's threats of cutting federal funding to the city to terrorism. The mayor on Tuesday said he's open to talking with the president, but he won't, as he put it, negotiate with terrorists or kiss the ring. The mayor's comments come after Trump said he was moving to strip cities with sanctuary policies for immigrants to of all federal aid.
News Radio 92.3. Looking here, boy, they're really doing a clean job at the Pentagon up here. Another member of Pentagon leadership has been placed on administrative leave. Ryan Schmelz has the details from Washington.
The Defense Department's Deputy Chief of Staff Darren Selnick is the second Pentagon official to be placed on leave, according to a senior U.S. official. Selnick is under investigation in the same probe that led to Secretary Pete Hegseth aide Dan Caldwell being escorted out of the Pentagon. Reuters reported Caldwell was placed on leave for an unauthorized disclosure that stems from an investigation into leaked documents. The investigation comes after a memo from DOD Chief of Staff Joe Casper in March, following a New York Times story detailing plans to allow Elon Musk into a meeting about future China war plans. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the NAACP is suing the Department of Education over efforts to eliminate DEI initiatives in schools. The federal suit argues that the government's moves are discriminatory and unconstitutional and have a chilling impact on efforts to make sure black students are given equal educational opportunities. The suit filed yesterday mentioned schools like Brown and Harvard, which have seen federal funding freezes over DEI initiatives and other policies.
Okay, green flags flying along Pensacola Beach this afternoon. Rip currents are low, so if you're heading to the island, be safe. Swim in protected areas. Blow to campaigners for transgender rights in the UK. Lillian Wu's all over the story.
The UK Supreme Court, in a landmark decision, ruling transgender women do not fall within the legal definition of women under the country's equality legislation. The judges deciding unanimously the legal definition of a woman is based on biological sex in the Equality Act 2010. The High Court saying trans people are still protected from discrimination on the ground of gender reassignment. The long-running challenge brought by campaign group For Women Scotland, which sued over a Scottish law counting trans women as female in meeting gender quotas on public boards. LGBTQ plus rights groups expressing concern about repercussions of the ruling. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And a recent poll shows how voters feel about a potential Kamala Harris run for California governor. The poll from Politico and UC Berkeley found 47% of independent voters feel irritable or hopeless about her candidacy. But among Democrats, only 33% are joyful about a possible run, and 41% are mostly excited.
Okay, this comes under the topic of sneaky. Conservative consumer advocacy group Consumers Research alleging today that multiple companies are continuing to undertake DEI policies, but under different names. Same thing, just different names. Here you go. Let me give you four examples. Four U.S. Okay. corporations doing this: Kohl's, Dollar Tree, Ups, and Nationwide. They're all trying to disguise their ongoing DEI policies by rebranding themselves under those different terms.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Federal Judge James Boasberg says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in contempt after officials did not comply with an order last month to return deportation flights bound for El Salvador. Fox's Jared Halpern.
The administration argued that order came after aircraft were out of U.S. territory. Since then, the judge has asked Justice Department attorneys for specifics about those flights and writes none of their responses has been satisfactory.
The judge warning the matter could be referred for prosecution. California's suing the administration over President Trump's tariff plan. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom argues his state would be unfairly impacted due partly to its agriculture industry.
No state is poised to lose more than the state of California.
President argues he's negotiating better trade deals with several nations. America is listening to Fox News.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate: managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise, Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Oh, 434 News Radio right now, 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Sunny, wow, it is a gorgeous afternoon out there. Really no mention of rain until, Austin, we were talking about this, probably till the first of the week, Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
And the rain is not that really impending. It's like about a 30, 40% chance. But by the time we get to Monday or Tuesday, that whole scenario could change.
That is true.
Believe. Right now, temps in the 70s, green flags flying on Pensacola Beach. And, of course, those rip currents are low. It was not your typical Wednesday, especially in downtown Pensacola. Pensacola Fire Department and police had to respond to a gas leak around Tarragona and Gregory Streets. Let me bring in PFD Ops Chief Justin Horde. Hey, Chief, how you doing this afternoon?
Hey, Chris, doing pretty well.
Listen, you guys have been pretty busy today. I got the call around 10 o'clock, 10, 15 or so this morning, saying something was going on down in that area of Tarragona and Gregory Streets. How about it? Give me an update. What happened a little bit after 10 o'clock this morning?
We got the call at 10:02 this morning, and it came out as a gas outside. What happened is there was a contractor working an excavator, and he was digging a hole and hit a 4-inch gas line. Mm. And that happened right about the corner of Tarragona and Gregory Street.
Now, I understand, talking to a few of those business owners around there, they said it was pretty loud, pretty audible when that gas started leaking.
It is. This wasn't like your typical residential feed. This was a major gas distribution line. So it was under a lot of pressure. And like I said, a 4-inch line is a large volume of gas coming out. It could be heard from probably a block and a half away. Wow. It was a good bit of gas coming out of the line.
Well, tell me, what is actually the scene as we speak right now? I know we spoke earlier this afternoon. You're looking at about a 6 o'clock or so wrapping that thing up?
We were, but Pensacola Energy's crews have been working hard, and they were ahead of schedule, and they finished up just a little bit ago.
Nice.
I actually drove by to confirm, and they've already filled in the holes and put some fresh sod down, so everything is back up and running. Gas is restored to the businesses that lost gas. So pilot lights are lit back up. So we're back to normal.
So it's a good Wednesday afternoon. The beautiful day continues here. I do understand, though, and maybe you can kind of give me an update here. There were a few evacuations. In fact, some residents over at the Wesley Haven Villa. Have you heard how those folks are doing?
Yeah, they're doing good. So initially, we went ahead and evacuated the building to the guys for the residents to sit out front. Mm-hmm. And as the scene continued, we decided to relocate them to the Methodist Church across the street. Yeah. And they were over there for, say, maybe an hour and a half before they were be able to return back to home.
Well, I'm sure that brought a little excitement into their lives today.
I bet it did. We got good feedback. I think they enjoyed being escorted across the street and back by all of the firefighters.
Listen, you guys always do a bang-up job. Thank you for your time. It's PFD Ops Chief Justin Horde with us this afternoon. You go out and make it a great day, and you be safe, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll see. PFD. Let me just tell you, it wasn't just PFD on scene. Pensacola Energy, PFD, PPD, Escambia EMS, all on the scene, all doing a bang-up job this afternoon in downtown Pensacola.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All righty. Well, for starters, the Dolphins trying to move on from a veteran defensive back. That's according to general manager Chris Greer, who told the media yesterday that the team is looking to deal Jalen Ramsey. The 7-time Pro Bowler has not requested a trade. Well, that's a shame. Got a Florida State product at a Florida-based franchise, and it looks like the future may be uncertain for that little duo.
Okay, let me just tell you, Blue Wahoos had a rough start in game one of their current road trip. They're up in Columbus, Georgia. Columbus down Pensacola 3-0. They get back at it again tonight. Let's go ahead and dive into it. Here's your latest Fox Sports update this afternoon.
Fox Sports update.
Butler and Morant. Nice cut. Green couldn't finish, but Butler does! Butler did it! It's Butler with the drive. The lean into Payne. 34 for Jimmy Butler. Butler thinking 3, shot clock at 6. He'll put this over Payne. 38 points for Jimmy Butler.
On TNT, his nickname is Playoff Jimmy. Jimmy Butler scored 38 points for the Warriors Tuesday in his first postseason game with Golden State. Steph Curry added 37, 75 points combined. Golden State advanced to the Western Conference playoff bracket with a 121-116 win against Memphis. The Warriors will play the Rockets. Game one Sunday in Houston. The Grizzlies will get another chance to make the playoffs Friday. They'll need to beat the winner of tonight's play-in game between the Mavericks and the Kings. In the Eastern Conference play-in last night, the Orlando Magic got 26 points from Cole Anthony off the bench and beat the Atlanta Hawks by 25 points, 120-95. Orlando moved into the playoffs for the second straight season. They'll face the reigning champion Boston Celtics in the first round, Game 1 Sunday in Boston. The Hawks, who lost Trae Young late in the game to an ejection after he got a second technical foul, will try to make the playoffs Friday when they'll face the winner of tonight's play-in between the Heat and the Bulls.
6 seconds left in the third period. It's mission accomplished for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Jet Greaves, 2 shutouts in the last 3 games, and the Jackets stave off elimination yet again.
On FanDuel Sports Network Columbus, the Blue Jackets shut out the Flyers 3-0 in a must-win game. The Blue Jackets have 1 game left in the regular season tomorrow. For Columbus to make the playoffs, it needs the Montreal Canadiens to lose their final game tonight at home against the Hurricanes. If this happens, the Blue Jackets then would need to win Thursday at home against the Islanders. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
You know, since he finished off that segment talking about the NHL postseason, it's also worth noting that the Atlantic Division in the NHL is settled. The Lightning blasted the Panthers 5-1 to force Florida into the third spot. However, the Maple Leafs shut out the Sabres 4-0 to claim the division, so Tampa wraps up their season at the Rangers tomorrow night.
Let me give you a big fish story this afternoon. You know, ready for one of those? Pensacola angler David Shepard experienced the catch of a lifetime last night, reeling in a 107-inch bluefin tuna, weighing in at 721 pounds.
Ouch. I heard about that. Yeah, that's crazy.
This fish is only a few inches shorter of Florida's largest bluefin tuna that was ever caught at 110 inches or over 9 feet long last year. Shepard was aboard Pensacola's Robin Lynn boat with the boat captain Jeff LaCour, first mate Gunnar Williamson, and boat owner Dan Hieronymus. So congrats to those guys. Wow, what a catch. That is a story. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my fish story for the afternoon.
Well, let me ask you this. Chris, who do you like in baseball, MLB?
Oh, Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
Well, I've been a Sox fan since, I'm going to say 1957, but I've been a long time. Ted Williams was playing on the Red Sox when I was following.
Well, were you by any chance following last night's game against the Tampa Bay Rays?
You know, I was not. And I will tell you, because I've been following this news situation, breaking stuff going down that's happening today.
Yeah.
Just trying to stay on top of that, but no, I didn't.
Well, it seems like you're one of the lucky ones, because it seems that fans and players at Tuesday night's Rays-Red Sox game in Tampa got an earful of ear-splitting noise from the speaker system at Steinbrenner Field. It left fans putting their fingers in their ears and forced umpires to delay the game. That is how jarring this was. The high-pitched whine began as the Rays went to the plate in the bottom of the second inning and lasted for more than 40 seconds. The Red Sox beat the Rays 7-4 in the second game of the three-game series.
There you go. You see, there was a reason. There was a reason. And you see, they still got that problem down in Tampa Bay. Going to Steinbrenner, I think they had the thing fixed in terms of, because Tropicana's down.
Yeah.
Then they lose a game. I will tell you this, though. I always say this, of course, as you know, I'm an LSU follower.
Right.
But for Florida schools, if they say, okay, well, who are you going to support in Florida? I support FSU.
Okay.
The other team, just like with the Red Sox, okay, but for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah. And luckily, that only lasted for 40 seconds. The Churchill Downs Racetrack announcing the national anthem singer for this year's Kentucky Derby. Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter Grace Potter set to sing the Star-Spangled Banner before the race. Gold medal Olympian Simone Biles will be the riders-up announcer. The Kentucky Derby takes place on May 3rd.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, let me get one more story in here. One more first-round match in the NBA playoffs all set to go here. Fox's Joe Morgan has more.
The defending NBA champions have their first-round opponent. Orlando pulled away from the Hawks in the NBA's play-in tournament Tuesday night, defeating Atlanta 120-95 to secure the seventh seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs and a date with the Celtics in the first round. Cole Anthony came off the bench for the Magic and scored 26 points while adding 6 assists. Trae Young, who had 28 for the Hawks, received 2 technical fouls and an automatic ejection with under 5 minutes remaining in the game. Atlanta still has a chance to reach the postseason, as they'll take on Wednesday night's winner between the Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat for the 8th seed. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And last but not least, to end our sports segment, we got the CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. We've never seen anyone play quite like Travis Hunter. And when something happens for the first time, people are stubborn and are stuck in their old ideologies. Whoever drafts the Heisman Trophy winner should allow him to play both ways as much as possible. And yes, maybe later on in his career he'll have to pick either cornerback or wide receiver, but now is not that time. Travis Hunter did unprecedented things in college, and I fully believe he could be that same player in the NFL as long as whoever drafts him has an open mind. I'm Zach Gelb.
Your life, your goals, your legacy. With a dedicated Fidelity advisor, it's all part of a comprehensive plan to help grow and protect your wealth. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
So, your small business is outgrowing your garage. You could go online, find a space, and get catfished. Or you could work with an agent who's a realtor, here to guide and help protect you from the surprises you didn't see coming. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, where students thrive in a safe environment designed to build a solid foundation. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on 9 Mile itself, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Our other major spots are going to be the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, especially if you're traveling westbound on Burgess. Got some backups there. And I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather on a local scale, sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, mostly clear, high of 76, low of 65.
Green flags flying on Pensacola Beach. No rip currents to really discuss this afternoon, but we are discussing severe. Let me just take a snapshot of the big picture, the national weather scene. Severe weather expected in the central U.S. over the next couple of days. Janice Dean has more for you.
Pattern is setting up today through the weekend with several rounds of severe storms for the central U.S., large hail, damaging winds, tornadoes, and heavy rain, which will add on to the already flood-weary cities across the Tennessee, Mississippi, and Ohio River valleys. Meanwhile, winter is not over for parts of the Rockies in the Northeast. Critical fire weather danger returns to the southern high plains and the southwest, with dry, windy weather in the forecast through the weekend. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, let me just start off by giving you those mortgage rates. A little bit lower today, just below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.88%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, around 6.29%. Fox's Hillary Barsky has some tips on saving you money off your cell phone plan. This is interesting. Saving you money on Fox News.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Do you feel like you're spending too much for your cell phone plan? Well, a lot of plans for major wireless providers can be rather costly, but there are things you can do to lower the expense. In terms of unlimited data plans, you need to ask yourself if you actually need to use that much data per month. Whether you're shopping for a phone plan at a new company or sticking with your current provider, opting for a plan with limited high-speed data is a great way to save. And perhaps consider a mobile virtual network operator like Mint Mobile or Visible, which both offer cheaper plans by operating on the networks of larger carriers. And it might seem like you'll be paying a hefty price for multiple lines. However, with many plans, you'll get a significant discount for having two or more lines for family plans. And check to see if you qualify for additional discounts. Many major wireless providers may offer special deals for members of the military, teachers, and seniors, and there might be discounts available through your employer. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Lyft is venturing over to Europe. The ride-hailing service announced Wednesday that it's acquiring Freenow. It's a European taxi app which serves 9 countries, including the UK, Ireland, and Italy. The company is currently owned by German automakers BMW and Mercedes-Benz. Lyft says the deal is worth nearly $200 million and is hoping to close on it later this year.
A lot of Spotify users scratching their heads today. Spotify said it's working to resolve an outage that prevented its app and website from properly loading up earlier this morning. Spotify confirmed that some users reported that the app wasn't loading. Others reported experiencing playback issues or even accessing the support site. Spotify said these issues are happening on mobile and desktop devices.
All right. And New York Attorney General Letitia James is being accused of mortgage fraud. The criminal referral to the Department of Justice comes from the White House. The Federal Housing Finance Agency accuses James of falsifying records to get Sweetheart Home loans for a Virginia property she claimed as her principal residence in 2023. This is a referral, so no charges have been filed yet.
Okay, a federal judge tossed out a Biden-era policy that limits credit card late fees. Carmen Roberts has more on the story.
It's a rule a coalition of banks and businesses and the Trump administration have been fighting to scrap, one that caps credit card late fees at $8. In his decision, U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman in Texas said the rule, introduced as part of then-President Biden's crackdown on consumer junk fees, was illegal and overturned it. Prior to the Biden-era rule, banks charged an average late fee of $32. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And Johnson & Johnson CEO says tariffs on pharmaceuticals could cause supply chain disruptions and shortages. Joaquin Duato told investors Tuesday that healthcare companies should work with the Trump administration to try and get ahead of the problem. He recommends using tax policy instead of tariffs like the heavy ones imposed on China, where a lot of raw ingredients for pharmaceuticals are sourced.
Okay, people were buying more last month to get ahead of tariff increases, pushing retail sales to their highest levels in more than 2 years. Jenny Casola in with more.
Retail sales rose 1.4% in March, a big improvement from February. Sales were up 4.6% from a year ago. Economists expected shoppers to stock up on things they needed last month to avoid price increases from tariffs. Those purchases included cars. Excluding autos, the monthly increase was just 0.5%. Also, tax refunds were coming in last month. The IRS says the average refund this year is 3.5% higher than last year. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Thank you very much. Now it's time for Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Data from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection appears to contradict President Donald Trump's comments on the daily revenue generated by his latest slate of tariffs. The most recent data from Monday, according to the Treasury Department, shows more than $300 million collected in 1 day. The national average credit score fell for the second time in a decade, according to a new report from FICO. The resumption of student loan delinquency reporting was a significant factor. Supplies of new and used vehicles for sale are falling rapidly as consumers look to buy ahead of potential price increases due to tariffs. The day's supplies of new vehicles dropped from 91 to 70 over the span of March and April, according to Cox Automotive. On Wall Street, stocks are lower, with the Dow falling nearly 700 points, the S&P dropped 120, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost more than 3%. U.S. crude oil futures are under $63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
All righty, 4:52. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. In just a couple minutes, we'll be back giving you some health news to ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour on News Radio 92.3.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests
stress from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Get your yard spring ready with $100 off your first treatment with a new annual contract. Call Insect today. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. We typically have issues there, but also saw some backups out our back window here because we're looking at the off-ramp to get onto North Davis Highway from I-110. There were some minor backups in that area as well. Also have some issues on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, sitting at around 75 degrees, it's going to be a low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 76. Low of 65.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 456 News Radio 92.3, a store brand baby food under recall here this afternoon. Lisa LaCara has more on the details.
The Food and Drug Administration says more than 25,000 packages of baby food sold at Target under its Good and Gather baby food brand is being recalled because it may contain elevated levels of lead. The recall includes 4-ounce tubs of baby peas, zucchini, kale, and thyme vegetable puree with lot number 4167 with a best buy date of December 7th and lot number 4169 with a best buy date of December 9th. The FDA says the products are unlikely to cause serious harm, but still have the potential to result in temporary reversible problems. The CDC says there's no safe level for lead in children. Exposure to it can cause developmental and cognitive issues. Lisa LaCara, Fox News.
And RFK Jr. says he's ramping up efforts to get more data on the rising rates of child autism in the U.S. HHS Secretary told reports today the studies available are at least 2 years old, and he wants to change that. Kennedy pledges to get more real-time data on the problem, and he recently promised to find the cause of autism by September.
Okay, I like this story. A certain exercise could reduce the risk of dementia in seniors. Here's more in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. Research suggests seniors can cut their risk of dementia by doing some weight training. Resistance training twice a week helps protect certain areas of the brain, according to new data. For the study, researchers recruited 44 adults ages 55 or older with a diagnosis of mild cognitive impairment. One group participated in moderate to high-intensity weight sessions twice a week, while the control group refrained from any exercise. The study found after 6 months, participants who used resistance training showed improvement in verbal episodic memory, which is the ability to recall specific verbal events, experiences, or information in a sequential and chronological order. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
And this could be good news or bad news, depending on your outlook. The Virginia Department of Health says that the state has more cases of STDs than cases of the flu. This comes as the agency says there's been a rise over the past 5 years. This week is Sexually Transmitted Infection Awareness Week, and the agency says it wants to educate the public on how to avoid them and get treated if you have one. They recommend abstinence and mutual monogamy with a partner who's tested negative.
There you go. All right. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. vows to tackle the explosion of autism rates, especially among children. Jeff Manasso has more on this trending story.
Early studies of autism rates were about 1 in 5,000 children in the 1960s to 1 in 31 in 2022. According to the latest CDC report, with autism rates even higher among boys at 1 in 20.
These are children who should not be suffering like this. These are kids who, many of them, were fully functional and regressed because of some environmental exposure.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. commissioning a series of studies into whether mold, pesticides, food chemicals, medicines, or ultrasound technology are to blame. He's promised to identify the root cause of autism by September. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Untreated sewage from Mexico's Tijuana River continues to sicken surfers. Wow, here's more from Los Angeles.
Environmentalists call it America's most polluted beach.
When I'm coming in from the freeway, that smell hits you.
Up to 80 million gallons a day of raw sewage flowing north from Mexico.
It seems like it's gotten worse.
The growth of Tijuana has been so explosive that treatment plants both in Mexico and here in the U.S. can't handle the volume. So you have millions of gallons of raw sewage and trash flowing to the Pacific each year. Toxics kill fish and birds. Fecal bacteria sicken surfers.
Okay, if you want to make a financial investment into your future here tonight, Powerball, $113 million, $50.6 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. Tonight, drawing at 10 o'clock. Play wisely. Good luck.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.